Blog Talk Radio.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Sky Brown and welcome to today's show. I hope everybody is following me online on social media. Today is, Thursday, July 2nd, we are in day 4 of our 5-day clean eating challenge. So big ups to everybody on the challenge with me. We are almost there. We only have one more day to go, so I'm super excited. We are down. I'm down 2.4 pounds. I think I need a bell in the studio. Can somebody send me a bell? One of those little ding, ding, ding. Like, you know, when you go to the go to a hotel and there's like a little ring or something on the desk. I'm down 2.4 pounds. Listen, this whole 5-day clean eating challenge, well, losing weight is a benefit, but this isn't a weight loss challenge. This is a clean eating challenge, meaning we are going to get rid of the crap that we usually eat and try to eat clean or cleaner. So that's lean meats, nothing fried. You know, if you've been listening to the show, I shared with you that I've just come off of a pretty much 2-week road trip to New Orleans and back. And while I was there, everything is fried, then fried again, then put gravy on it, and they fry it again, and they slather some butter on it, and then bake it. Now, the food is delicious, but I tell you, it is I love New Orleans. I love y'all down in the 504, but it is definitely not the healthiest food to eat. And what made it even more challenging, which is why I participated in this clean eating challenge, is that there's not even like a salad bar. You know, here in New York, we can just walk anywhere and go to a salad bar. They'll mix you up a salad and you can eat it on the run. The only place I was able to find to get a salad on the run was Chick-fil-A, which I think we only have one in the city down by NYU. And there might be one, I think, on 34th Street. Or Wendy's. Other than that, there's really not like a salad. And Ruby Tuesdays. I did eat at Ruby Tuesdays twice. But there's really no salad bar-esque type of place that you can go. So anyway, I digress. Today's show, we're talking about muscle spasms. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and you know how that goes. It's like a doctor when you're, you know, well, doctor, what about this? Or you're in the presence of a lawyer, and you're like, well, I have this cousin who. So I always get, you know, asked questions about health and fitness stuff, and you know what? I love it. Some personal trainers feel some kind of way. I say bring it on, because if there's something that I don't know or something that I'm not totally sure about, what does it do? Man, that puts me back on my game. I have to learn a little bit more about that particular topic so I can have an answer the next time somebody asks me something. So today I wanted to talk about muscle spasms. You know, I have experienced, you know, it's like a Charlie horse. Well, they call it a Charlie horse. But, you know, I've had them, and many people who work out experience muscle spasms, cramps, Charlie horses. So I wanted to talk for a bit on today's show just about what they are, some possible causes, and help us learn a little bit more about them. So everything that we do on this show, there's never a period. It's always a comma or a semicolon, because we're just building on knowledge. So I just wanted to kind of talk about muscle spasms and cramps. If you miss the show live, you can always download it through iTunes, or you can definitely go to SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Sky Brown, or you can just log on to SkyBrownFitness.com and the podcast will play automatically. So let's talk about muscle spasms and cramps. So I just want to share this, you know, just to get to set the stage. I know this has happened to me a few times, and it is painful as hell. When you're starting to drift off to sleep, and the muscles in your foot or your calf come hard or tight or extremely painful. For me, it kind of freaked me out the last time this happened, where my toes actually tensed up and they kind of went in a different direction. Sometimes those are called Charlie horses, particularly when they're in the calf muscles. Cramps are caused by muscle spasms, which the medical definition of a muscle spasm is the involuntary contraction of one or more muscles. So let's set the tone that way. But in addition to foot and calf muscles, other muscles are prone to spasms that can include the front and back of the thigh, which is your quads, behind your thighs, your hamstrings, in your hands, your arms, your abdomen, and muscles all along the rib cage. And at some point, even if you're not a fitness aficionado or you're not a gym rat like I am, you're probably going to experience muscle cramps at some point in your life. So I want to talk a little bit about some of the possible causes of muscle cramps, and then we can go into the prevention side of it and the treatment side of it. So some of them, if you have a pen, write this down. Poor blood circulation in the leg. That is numero uno. I just shared with you kind of when you're going to bed at night and you're laying in a very sedentary position, poor circulation is, dare I say, probably the most popular cause of a muscle cramp is poor circulation. Overexertion of the muscles when you're exercising, I see this all the time. There's a solution for this. Let me just do a quick sidebar. Stretch, 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 stretch. Stretching is so incredibly important. So possible causes of muscle cramps are poor circulation, poor blood circulation in the legs, overexertion of the calf muscles when you're exercising, insufficient stretching before exercising. It's so important. Sizing in the heat, muscle fatigue, dehydration because enough water is not properly flowing through your body, magnesium or potassium deficiency. For pregnant women, it could be a calcium deficiency, malfunctioning nerves, which could be caused by a problem such as a spinal cord injury or a pinched nerve in the neck or the back. So here we go, poor blood circulation in the legs, overexertion of your muscles or your calf muscles while you're exercising, insufficient stretching before exercise, exercising in the heat, muscle fatigue, dehydration, magnesium and or potassium deficiency, or malfunctioning nerves. I would be remiss if I did not mention that muscle cramps can also occur as side effects of some medications. So although as a trainer I focus more on the body's agility and balance, I, as a responsible individual, I want to share that there's some medications that can cause this as well. Lasix is one of them, and I know that for sure because my grandmother used to get fluid in her lungs, and they had to give her Lasix, and it's a diuretic. It's like it's a water pill. The common name for it is a water pill, and that's used to remove fluid from the body. Lasix, I know she would sometimes you can take orally or you can take through IV, but anything that's removing fluid from the body is going to make you more prone to muscle cramps because it's not, think of it as oil. There's not enough oil to keep everything moving properly as it should. And then also statin medications for cholesterol such as Crestor, Zocor, things like that that also extract water and moisture from the body. Those are possible causes of muscle cramps as it relates to a side effect of medication. So I just want you to be aware of that. Treatment for muscle spasm. Well, the first thing you can do is hydration. Hydration, hydration, hydration. Because as we work out and as we exercise, your body is perspiring and you're losing moisture. So hydration is a very good preventative measure to prevent muscle spasms. But once a muscle spasm actually occurs, there's several things that you can do to help ease them, such as massaging, deep tissue massage. You can massage the area that's giving you some concern. If it's your back, you know, you may want to go for a massage or have somebody near you use their thumbs and their fingers to really get into those tissues to break up the tension. Stretching, icing the muscle, warming the muscle. And a really tried and true treatment of a muscle spasm is taking a bath with Epsom salt. You know, this Gen X, millennials, were very dismissive of, you know, what we would probably call like old-fashioned remedies. But good old Epsom salt, you can probably get a big box of it for less than $4 in any Rite Aid, Walgreens, or any drugstore. That's something that you should actually just keep in your house just to have. So taking a warm bath with Epsom salt definitely works. More specifically for the athletes that listen to the show or for student athletes, like I work with a lot of student athletes, for a Charlie horse in the calf or a cramp in the back of the thigh, you know, those are our largest muscles in our body, our butt, our quads, which is your thigh, and your hamstrings, which is the backside of your thigh. Those are your biggest muscle. When you get muscles there, try putting your weight on the affected leg and bending your knees slightly. Or you can sit down or lie down with your legs straight out and pull the top of your foot towards your head. So you're flexing your foot to gently massage and stretch those muscles. For a cramp in the front of your thigh, which is your quadriceps, hold onto a chair to steady yourself and pull your foot back towards your buttock. So try to keep your knees touching. Take the heel of your foot in the palm of your hand and pull it towards your tush. Stretching and hydration are things that I talk about all the time. You probably get sick of me talking about how important it is to stretch and to stay hydrated, but those are really some simple, easy ways to either prevent muscle spasms and cramps, or once you get one, how to lessen the pain and get yourself feeling a little bit better. So, listen, I'm putting more information about this on my blog because there's so many more things that we can talk about. So for more information on this, just log on to SiBrownFitness.com, or you can just follow me on Facebook, SiBrownFitness, and on Twitter and Instagram at SiBrown. So hit me up. Stay connected. Always remember that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. I'll see you all tomorrow, which is day 5 of the 5-day clean eating challenge, and I'll see you soon. Have a good one.